Granny's Edna, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
No? Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the old fellow's dream castle came tumbling down about their heads yesterday when Mr. Wadsworth Tiffin of the Orkney Construction Company pointed out that Mousie's Wonderful World apartment project wouldn't work. The big trouble now is that Squire Skimp's friend, Gregory W.W. Dobbs, has a check of theirs for $1,200, with which he is supposed to be buying lumber. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Lum has just come in. Listen.
Well, what'd you find out, Lum? Did Dick Huddleston tell you anything?
Yep, and it ain't good news neither, Abner.
It ain't, huh?
No, appears like me and you are just out $1,200. Dick says that check we give Mr. Dobbs is good.
Yeah, but I'll never sign my signatures on that.
Well, he says that don't matter, though.
Huh?
Joint account don't mean we both got to sign the check after all. It just means that either one of us can put our name on a check, and that makes it legal.
Well, wait, though. We ain't exactly out that much money, Lum. Don't forget, we got $1,200 worth of lumber coming. That's what Mr. Dobbs going to do with it, buy lumber.
Yeah, but what can we do with that much lumber? Besides, it was bought in Mr. Dobbs' name, so it actually belongs to him.
Does,
huh? No, Abner, our only hope now, according to Dick, is to get in touch with the bank at the county seat, and if the check ain't come through yet, tell them to cancel it.
Well, I don't get in touch with the bank. Go ahead and get on the phone right now, Lum.
Well, we got to wait till the bank opens. They don't open till 10 o'clock in the morning. Is it 10 o'clock yet?
Why, sure. 7 minutes after. Well,
for goodness sakes, I better call right away.
Yeah, get them on the phone. Get this thing straightened out right now before it's too late.
I'm afraid we're too late already, though. Mr. Dobbs has had a couple of days to get to the lumber company and order... Hello, Mamie? This is Lum Edwards, and I want you to call the bank... Huh? Oh, I'm fine, Mamie. I want to get in touch with the bank... Oh, Abner's fine, too.
Yeah.
Listen, Mamie, I want to call the bank at the county seat. Yes, Mom. I don't know. Just a minute. I'll ask Abner. How's Elizabeth, Abner?
She's fine.
She's fine. Now, hurry up with that call, Mamie. It's important.
New shop at the place.
Oh, I reckon little Pearl's fine, too.
Yeah, she skinned her knee a little bit yesterday, but she's all right.
Skinned her knee a little. Get the call now, Mamie. Granny, it's getting harder every day to make a long-distance call with all them questions Mamie keeps asking you.
Yeah, yeah. Dog, I reckon she gets awful lonesome sitting there staring at them wires all day long, old Lum. Never sees nobody.
Say, that reminds me, we ain't saw Squire since he went away with Mr. Dobbs the day we give him a check.
No.
Reckon Squire's back in town yet?
Well, I don't know. I talked to his woman last night, and she said she didn't know when.
Hello? Is this the bank speaking? Well, I'd like to talk with that light-haired teller in the first cage. Yeah, that's the one, Jenkins. I couldn't recollect his name.
Ask him about the check, Lum.
Well, I ain't got hold of the right teller yet.
Oh.
Hello, Mr. Jenkins? This is Lum Edwards. Yeah, me and Abner's got a joint account with the bank there. Abner Peabody. Yeah, that's it. Pine Ridge. Well, look, we read a check on that account, and we want to know if it's come through yet. It's Mr. Gregory W.W. Dobbs. $1,200. More than likely, they've been endorsed by a lumber company.
Has it come through yet, Lum?
He's going to look it up. What's that, Mr. Jenkins? Well, no, we don't know Mr. Dobbs very good, but all we know is that he's a big building contractor.
Yeah.
Huh? He is. Well, I do know. Are you sure about that? Well, I'll sworn to goodness. Yeah, I'll hold the phone. You look up the check. Hey, Granny Zebner, did you hear that?
No, I ain't on the phone.
If that don't beat the bugs of
life. What'd he say?
He said Mr. Dobbs weren't no builder at all.
Huh?
Nothing but a no-good bum that hangs around town there. Been arrested for being a pickpocket 1,000 or 100 times.
For the land's sake.
And on top of that, he says he's inebriate.
Knee-brake?
I believe that's what he called it.
Well, I don't know. To look at him, you never would have known he was a foreigner, would you?
No, see, you never would.
Huh.
Never had no accent. Hello? Oh, it's come through, huh?
Uh-oh.
Well, what lumber company endorsed it? Maybe we can write to them and cancel the order.
Yeah, that's a thing to do, yeah.
It's what?
He did.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. Well, is there any way we could get that back? Oh. Well, all right, Mr. Jenkins. I reckon we found out what we wanted to know. Yes, sir. Well, much obliged anyway. All right. Goodbye. Swan to goodness.
What's the matter now?
Mr. Dobbs never went to no lumber company.
Huh?
He just endorsed that check over to Squire, and Squire deposited it in the bank under his own name.
Why, that snake in the weeds.
And the worst part about it is that there ain't no way we can get that money back. The check's done gone through, and everything's legal.
That doggy's eyes afeared all the time Squire was up to something like this, Long.
Yeah, we oughtn't ever taken his word about that Mr. Dobbs. We ought to investigate him ourselves.
Of course we have.
Come to think about it, he never appeared to know much about the building business, did he?
Well, I know all he done was smoke our cigars and look at the plans upside down and say, great, great. That's all he said, great, great.
Yeah, now that I think about it, if he was actual a builder, he would have saw right away that Mousy's plan never would have worked.
Why, of course he would.
Never taken that Mr. Wadworth Kiffin but about 2 seconds to figure out they wouldn't have nobody to sell all them houses to.
Yeah, I wish he wouldn't have saw that so quick. Then we could have sold him the plans at $50,000 this company was offering.
Well, that wouldn't be right, though, Abner. Can't sell a feller something that ain't worth nothing at all.
No,
worth.
I reckon not. But if Mousy's plan had have been good, well, we'd have sure had all the money. Oh, wait a minute. Look out there. Look who's coming up there, Long.
Well, I'll be. Squire Skinner.
Yeah, look how he's strutting and swinging that cane.
Yeah.
That's all of the way he does when he's up to something. My doggies, we'll put a stop to that. I'll tell him a couple of things, the snake in the weeds.
Well, now, wait, Abner. Don't do nothing rash. Just let him do the talking, because we don't want him to find out what we know about Mr. Dobbs and what we done with the check out.
Well, we ain't going to let him keep it, are we?
No. But it's going to take a heap of studying to figure out some way to get it away from him.
Yeah.
If we can.
Yeah.
Right now, here he comes.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Yeah, come on in, Squire.
Well, gentlemen, wonderful world.
Yeah, ain't it, though?
Well, I have some good news for you, Mom. The lumber has all been ordered and paid for. And it won't be long now before we be breaking ground for the first apartment building.
It won't, huh?
Oh, no. The foundation is the next thing to work on, and so WW wants you to make out a check for the cement and sand and other materials necessary for this part of the construction, Mom.
Oh, Mr. Dobbs wants another check.
Yes. Now, WW figured that by using his influence, he can purchase sufficient materials for only $2,000.
Mm.
How he can get it for such a low figure, I don't know. A financial wizard at WW. Yes, indeed, a financial wizard. Now, if he'll just make out the check, please.
Well, Squire, I don't believe we're going to build them wonderful world apartments after all.
What's that? Not going to build them?
No, we ain't, Squire. See, there was a fella in here yesterday. He was from some construction company in Chicago, I believe he said, and he wanted to buy this apartment plan for
$50,000. $50,000?
Yes, sir. He even had a certified check all made out to us.
Well, I do know what. Have you sold it to him yet, Ron?
Of course not. See, this fella got to figuring out.
Abner, let me explain this.
Oh.
I believe I got a good way of doing it.
Yeah.
You see, Squire, we couldn't sell it to him on account of Mr. Dobbs had already bought the lumber, and so naturally we'd have to go ahead and use the plan ourselves.
Oh, I see. This construction man wanted to buy the exclusive rights to the plan.
Oh, yeah. Now, he wanted exclusive rights.
Yes, well, now, wait a minute now, Lum. Just a second ago, you said you weren't going to build the apartment.
Well, I mean that we wouldn't build them if we could get out of it.
Oh.
There's some way we could get our money back from that lumber, but of course, I reckon it's too late for that, huh?
Well, no. I believe that can be arranged, Mom. I tell you what I'll do. I'll talk to the lumber company about that as soon as I can.
You can use our phone call from right here, right away.
Yes, well, you see, Lum, the lumber company's awful busy these days. They hate to be bothered with phone calls. I'll be going in the county seat this afternoon. I'll take it up with them when I get in there.
Well, why don't you give us a check for the $1,200, Squire, and then you can get it back from the lumber company.
Well, no, I can't very well do that, Lum. What if a lumber company won't give me back the money?
Well, I'll call them right now and find out. What's the name of the company?
Well, now, Lum, we're here now. Perhaps your idea is the best, Lum. Now that I think about it, I'll give you a check for that amount. You sure now that I can sell her that you can sell these plans for $50,000?
The feller's got a certified check all made out.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the best thing to do. And let's see, where's my fountain pen?
Here it is. You left it in here the other day when we had the meeting with Mr. Dobbs.
Oh, yes, good.
You let your blotter, too. That wanted I sign a mistake when I thought I was signing the check there, too, Squire.
Abner, hey, Chef. Don't bother Squire when he's writing there.
Very nice. There you are, Lum. Now, of course, there's one thing more, Lum. I don't know whether you're familiar with the law or not, but it's not legal for you to sell a construction plan of any kind without being a registered real estate man.
Oh, I never knowed that, Squire.
Of course, now I can handle this for you, Lum. That is, if I could show a legal ownership of the plan, just long enough to make the deal, you understand?
Well, I don't know, Squire. How do we know we'd get anything out of it, though, if you was the owner?
Oh, tut, tut. You know me better than that, Lum. But just to show my good faith, I'll give you the receipt. Let me look at my wallet here. See, 10, 20, 30, 40, 60. Here, $75 cash to show my good faith.
That's fair enough.
Yes.
Abner, hand Squire them plans that Mousie drawed up.
Yeah, sure.
Here, sir. Thank you, Abner. Now, what's the name of this construction man, Lum?
Wadsworth Tiffin. He's with the Orkney Construction Company of Chicago.
Yes, Orkney. Well, I'll get right on this. Yes, indeed. And I'll report back to you gentlemen just as soon as possible. Well, so long, man.
So long, Squire. He thinks he's bought himself something, don't he?
Mom, I thought you said it weren't right to sell a feller something that ain't worth nothing.
Abner, there's an exception to all rules. And Squire Skimp is an exception to every rule I ever heard of.